Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Patricia?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ivy?
I'm doing really great. And thank you so much for coming on this show. So everyone.
It's a pleasure.
Fantastic. So everyone out there, a guest in episode one is called Patricia Nissan. And so I'm just going to introduce her to you, and then we'll go on with the rest of the conversation. So Patricia Nissan is a business consultant. She's a creative director of Makamba Fashion, and both of us are right now in Makamba Fashion, right? You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's done up a little. Yeah, you know. So an African-inspired women's contemporary fashion brand. And it's also, and she's also the founder of Trisha Lamore, a foundation focused on training and mentoring the youth in the senior secondary schools on capacity building and skills acquisition. She's a graduate of UNN, University of Nigeria Nsukka. She has a BA in Fine and Applied Arts. She also holds a certificate of fashion and shoe design at Academia Riasi Fashion School, Florence. Yes. I hope I pronounced that right.
The Academia Riachi.
Riachi. Oh yes. She has been nominated and awarded several in fields of fashion and youth development, respectively. She's also a speaker on strategies of managing an online brand. She has upcoming projects with Lagos State Youth Ambassador. So this is the lady we'll be talking to today. She's a regular lady like you and I, you know. Okay, so Patricia, over to you. So tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself to us.
Hello, ladies and a few gentlemen. My name is Patricia Nsan. I am the creative director of Makamba Fashion and the founder, strict CEO of Trish Lamore Limited. Yes.
Okay,
I love to think that I am pretty. I love to dress up. That's why I took this opportunity to wear this dress, this top.
I tell you, I'm so glad that you took that time out, you know, to dress up, because, and you made an effort, because, I mean, I know the coronavirus and stay home has really hit us a bit hard.
Honestly, it's so important to just feel good at this point.
Yes, and so I didn't want to start the session by talking, you know, about corona. So I'm glad we brought it in now, because there's a well dampening, you know, stuff. But we'll talk about it in the course of our conversation. Yes. Okay, so Patricia, you know, this series is about inspiring women out there, because a lot of women feel that if they're not celebrities or if they're not overly successful, that they are not successful. But the thing that I believe is that success is what you define success to be. And you have to be comfortable in the space that you are, and at the same time uncomfortable to want to grow further. Yes. So please share your woman's story. You know, what have you been through in life, and you know, where you I mean to get to where you are right now.
Okay. I think it's what you said about success is really important, because a lot of people they don't internalize success, right? They look outwards, look at other people. They tend to compare themselves with celebrities, with what they're seeing online, you know, to compare their reality. But then I think that's one thing I've actually caught on time. So my success story has always been personal to me. You know, I tend to see myself and my growth as I tend to compare myself to how I was yesterday and look at the big vision of my life based on what God has actually opened up to me. Like, this is who you are. And I'm like, from where I am to where I want to be, you know, what are the things I need to, who is the person, who do I need to become to, you know, become that version of myself that is still far away, you know. So I tend to compare myself to that woman and then it's a daily process. So success for me is very internal. Success is very unique to me because I believe every woman has a story. So my story is different from yours. So it won't be fair for me to compare my stuff. What are you actually comparing? Like, we don't even look alike. We don't speak alike. You know, I have my strength and you have your strength. Your weaknesses might be, you know, so it's just interesting. So I think it's more of like a mindset thing. So my success story has been, well, as we discussed, I'll tend to share more, but it's been very interesting.
Okay, so I'm glad something I heard and you know that really stood out for me, and that is your story is your story. That means that you're on your journey, and there's no reason exactly. to compare yourself with anyone. And these are the challenges exactly. that I know that we find, you know, as human beings. You know, we're not comfortable with ourselves, and so we would rather be someone else instead of being who we're created to be. And you know, in the world, each of us has been created unique, you know, so it'll be so exactly. amazing to see women begin to own their own journey and live it out, regardless of the ugliness or the not so beautiful or the setbacks, you know. Yeah, so thank you for sharing, Patricia. Thank you. All right, so well, you have Makamba Fashion, and you also exactly. have the foundation, Trisha
Lamour.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and you do other stuff as well. So how easy has it been for you to juggle, to fit all this into one day? How easy has it been?
Yeah, I know, like, work-life balance has always been a topic. People, like, women keep talking about work-life balance. How are you able to, you know, do all of that? I feel like there is no hard and fast rule to balance, to work-life balance. You just have to create a system that works for you, to create a system that is unique to you, because life can be overwhelming. You know, there are different parts of your life, and at certain points in time, it's a particular, maybe your personal life might, you know, take a toll on you, and then affect your business, your social life, your spiritual life, all of that. But then I think the balance comes when you create a system, because that's like the easiest thing to do. So like for me, when you have, you know, yearly I set goals. I believe everyone should have goals, yearly goals. In fact, everyone should start by having a life vision. What's your definite chief aim, right? So you're supposed to know, why are you here? What's your purpose? I know it's really hard to find. It's really hard to define, you know, like, okay, I'm here. My purpose in life is to do this and do that. But then you know your guidelines. You know, yes, okay, this is the field and this is what I'm actually passionate about, what I'm called to do, what I'm moved towards and all of that. And then you create your life with what you really want to see, like what is your vision, what's your career, where do you see yourself in 10 years, and all of that. When you break all of that down to 5 years, you break it down again to your yearly goals now. So what I do is, I have this accountability partner, she's my friend. So what we did was, we actually broke down our yearly goals into months, and then everything. So we have all parts of our lives now in a timetable. It's not so easy, and sometimes we fall short, but then it's still a guide, you know. So in a day now, I have my timetable for that day. I know what I'm supposed to be doing today. I know this is the book I'm supposed to be reading. This is, you know, so when I wake up in the morning, I actually don't have any spare time. I actually don't have any time to just, if I have a spare time, it's actually going to be in the timetable. So let's say from 4 o'clock to 4:30, just not do anything, you know. So it's part of the plan. So it actually helps me to balance, although some days are not so, I don't just really, you know, go on with the timetable, but it helps. Some days I'm like, okay, today I just have to, you know, work with the timetable, and other days it just helps you with a guide. So a system really helps. At the end of the day, create a system that is unique to you, that works for you.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I heard so many things from what you said. One of them was, you know, have your vision. So in other words, your vision is not like a 1 year vision, but it's a long term vision. And then you now work backwards. You set up your 10 year plan, and then work down to your 5 year plan and break it down to your 1 year and even your monthly, because even daily, because then it helps you to achieve. Another thing I also heard
daily steps. Exactly.
another thing I also heard you say was the accountability partner. There's nothing as important as that. Someone to help
and to remind you
when you are actually, you know, lagging behind.
Falling short, exactly.
And then the third thing I heard, which I think is so important, you know, for us, is don't beat yourself up when you miss a day or two or when you derail. Just bring yourself back.
Just live your life. Like,
yeah, just live
it. Don't beat yourself, really. Yeah. Just get back there, because Rome wasn't built in a day. Yeah. So it takes baby steps. Just keep doing it. As long as you haven't stopped, just keep at it, really.
Fantastic. I really like that. And I hope that, you know, each woman that's hearing this would see that, you know, some things are demystified. You can achieve anything you want with baby steps.
Exactly.
And a good accountability partner who actually understands your vision
and partner with you for success. It's so important. Because some days you're like, you actually just lose sight of, you know, the dreams and the visions based on challenges and all, and the person is there to pray with you, the person is there to remind you, girl, this is where you're going, or this is what you've done, this is what you've achieved, you know.
Exactly.
So that person is very important.
Fantastic. I know it really works for me, having accountability partners, and I love it, and I mean I hold on to it dearly, because that's the only way to keep me on track. Okay, so with what you've shared, it's very obvious that you're very self-aware. You know, to grow yourself, you have to know yourself, and to know yourself means you've got self-awareness. You know, so as a behavioral, you know, analysis trainer, one of the things we teach about is, you know, knowing your personality. And there are four areas of personality. So I'm just wondering which part you think you belong to, okay? The D is the dominant. So that means that you're dominant, you're direct, and you're decisive. And then you have the I, which is the influencer, or you're interactive, or you're interested in people. Then you have the S, which is stable, steady, and secure people. And then you have the C, which is the correct, the controlled, and the compliant. Where do you think you fall in this?
Okay, I'll have to listen. Yeah. Can you pick like some, you know, can you handpick from different parts? Well, or they all come in a group?
Yeah, so as a matter of fact, right, each and every person has these four traits in them. However, there are some that are more dominant than the other. For example, I'm an ID, so I fall under influencer, interested in people, and also direct. I'm maybe a little dominant, yes, you know, but then I have, you know, some of these traits. So that traits also fall on the graph, you know,
Go over it again. Let me internalize them. Let me see where I belong.
All right, so then you can tell me. So the D is a D, which is the dominant, direct, decisive. And then you have the I, which is influencer, interactive, interested in people. You know, I'm very interested in people. Then you have a S, stable, steady, secure. You don't like to rock the boat. And then you have C, correct, controlled, and compliant. They are very set on rules.
I think my dominant traits would be I.
I. Okay.
I fall in I. I'm interested in people. I think I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, for you to know for sure, you have to take one of these tests.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. So now, how has it been managing this lockdown season? You know, we're in a very interesting season that has changed things. So normal isn't the normal as it used to be.
Exactly.
Things have changed, yes. We are forced to stay at home, you know, against our will, I'll have to say, you know, but because we want to be safe, we're complying.
How has it been for you? Okay, so
and also, what has it revealed to you about yourself?
About myself. Okay, so basically, my lifestyle, right, has it's not so far from what it is right now.
Really?
In the sense that I work from home. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I work from home. So I am a single mom and I work from home. And the systems I talked about earlier has helped me, you know, actually balance out most things. Like when my daughter comes back from school, she knows, you know, it's time to, mommy's still working. So I work up until 4 o'clock and then I work 3 times a week. So the other days I'm just, you know, planning and strategizing and doing something new, but then 3 days a week. So it's not really been far off. So if I'm someone who used to maybe work in a bank or, you know, it's to be so different. So the lifestyles are not really far apart, right? So so I think it hasn't really been so, and then my business is online, so it's still the same thing. So it's not like we have a brick and mortar store where we get to go to work and close up. I have friends that have actually closed up their stores now, but we're still functional, you know. So yeah, it's helped me to do, you know, I've had more new things, more time for family, you know, so I get to work out. Right now, I'm working out every day. I don't know where I got that energy, but I don't discover I had the energy. I've been procrastinating this workout. I've been saying I want to work out, but I'm like, tomorrow. So I just started working out and I'm like, okay, where have I been, you know?
Oh, wow.
So work out, more time for family, developing new skills, reading more books. Like I do more audiobooks now. So, you know, there's just been a change and it's helping me discover more about myself, helping me discover more about my business, you know, helping me know, bond more with family, you know. So I don't think it's been bad on me.
Yeah, for you, it hasn't been bad, I guess. No, it hasn't been. It's just that now you can't just go out when you want to.
Yeah, I can't know that. The fact that your freedom, you know, other days I'm free too. I'm like, okay, you know what? I've been at home for too long. I need to go out. But now I can't make that decision. And that's the annoying part. The fact that you're not just free to make the decision to go out, you know.
Oh, wow. So you mentioned you had a daughter. Wow. How old is she?
Ella is, she'll be 9 on the 20th of April.
Nice.
Her name is Ella Emanuela.
Ella. Yes, Ella. Yeah. And Ella is 9. So would you say that you would recognize some of those behavioral traits in her? The D, the I?
Yes.
Because now that you said it, Ivy.
I have to actually listen to what you want to show me. So I get to discover like how you've actually defined those things.
Yeah.
Because I get to study her a lot and I realized that she's very decisive.
Fantastic.
So there's this book I read by Richard Templar, Rules Parenting. I don't know if you've seen it. So it helps you. I discovered that you have to understand your child, know that your child is very unique and just know who she is. So I get to, before Ella was born, I'm really spiritual, so I got to, you know, really pray and really ask God to show me her destiny, to show me who she is. Because there are a lot of people that, you know, you have to just discover this is who this person is and help her nest that. So far, so good. I believe I'm doing a great job as a mom.
That's
by
it.
Understanding her, yes, and actually helping her become.
But
I think Ella is decisive. Ella is interested in people. Ella is very keen. She's really, you know, very curious. She's very I would say she's G-I. D and then G-I.
Right?
Let's talk about that later. Yeah.
Oh wow. So she's taking after you. Okay, so
yes, she is. She's always, you know, because she has a lot of creative, she has a creative side, so she's always designing. And I'm like, am I just shoving my creativity on Ella? I wish, you know, I could find different ways to, you know, introduce different things to her.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she might perhaps want to be a scientist. I don't know. But I have
or a doctor or something, right?
You know? But she wakes up to color, she wakes up. So Ella can actually, we actually have, you know, argument. Mom, she's like, mommy, no, that color is not working. Don't wear that shoe. So she already knows what she wants.
Awesome.
Like,
awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good that you know her and it's good that you know exactly how to, you know. So just introduce her to more things, you know, just let her explore other creative But I think she's still in the also in the process of discovery as well, just like you are discovering her, you know. So awesome. So Trisha, tell us, you mean you seem to be so positively tuned. Have you always been this positive? Have you always had this mindset?
Okay, I believe I have, because I was that child who was always involved. They used to call me participant. I don't know where that name came from, but someone who always wanted to make things happen. I wanted to be part of this club. I wanted to start up this dance group. So I've always had that part. But then I believe that with time, I have come to build it, right? Mm-hmm. I've come to harness it. Experiences have helped me grow resilience and, you know, perseverance. So I think it's something that I've had, but I have nurtured as well. So it's something anyone can actually, so if you're a negative person, it's very easy for you to actually change your mindset by just changing your paradigm. Like, it's possible, you know, you can actually evolve to that person you see yourself, that your glorified self is not far off. Just start living her today. Then you realize what you need to put inside of you. So it's a process where you need to keep, you know, taking things in, learning and unlearning, you know. Be curious, be keen, because when I start, like when I have conversations with people, I want to be the listener. I don't want to speak. So I want to learn from you. I want to pick something. So it's easy to, you know, keep adding to yourself and be positive. It's a decision.
Amazing. Yeah. So how would you say, what would you tell women in terms of staying mentally healthy? What are the things you do to stay mentally healthy? Because, you know, staying mentally healthy isn't something that you just fall into, you know. I mean, just like you have systems to keep you on track, you must have like a foolproof plan, you know, to keep you mentally healthy because of all the challenges that we face.
What you're saying really makes sense, because, you know, I've never really sat down and said, okay, I want to take care of my mental health. Like, before now, it's something I've grown to learn. So I've had a lot of, you know, a lot of encounters, a lot of things in the past, experiences, things you have to go through that forms you and, you know, affects you mentally. But I never really thought of it as a thing, because we Africans don't really see it as a thing. And I think, you know, we don't really take care of ourselves mentally. I've had a friend, you know, that is going through a lot right now. And I realized that, you know, it's an accumulation of a lot of circumstances, and her not being able to, you know, feed herself right or help herself mentally. And so it's been actually a thing I'm actually really looking into, right? So for me, looking back, what has helped me? Don't sweat the small stuff. I realized that life is short. When you start thinking, you have eternity in mind. Like, when you start thinking that, you know, you're actually going to leave this world. A lot of little things, just imagine, like, let me give you an instance. We actually had a lot of work. We had some customers to deal with. We had challenges, you know, before we act this whole pandemic and quarantine period. And then the whole corona stuff, you know, everything just faded. Like, everything, I didn't even remember all the details of work. You know, when you bring your life and it's like on the line, you know, so don't sweat the small stuff is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Be positive, stay positive, build those habits, learn how, know yourself, know your limits, and know what you need to put into yourself to, you know, keep yourself positive. Listen to what, feed your gates, like your ears, your eyes, your mouth. What are you saying about yourself? Because those things work. You know, it feels like when you say these things, they are very far off. On a daily, open your mouth and say positive things about yourself. Say positive things about your situation. Because guess what? You're creating, your words are like life. So you're creating everything you're saying. So listen to stuff. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Because it's going straight down to your soul. And it's from your soul that you have all positivity and everything, you know. So feed yourself. What are you watching? What are the people you're looking for? What are your mentors, you know? Who are the people you're looking, you know, looking at? And who are the people that are around you? Surround yourself with positive people. try to speak positivity into someone who is negative to make them positive. So it's just a circle, basically. Yeah.
Fantastic. So I'm really hearing something that you may not have said, but it's being intentional, being deliberate about everything that you do. So what you say, what you think, who you surround yourself with, so important. Circle of influence is so key. You know, what you watch, what you read, what you let in. You know, so it's very important. Yes. You know, so because a lot of people actually live their lives from day to day, they're just living or existing. They're not really putting into thought each thing that they do, each person they, you know, they spend time with, what they read, what they watch, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's so amazing that you actually mentioned that. Yes,
it's very important. I do it all the time. I secure my gates. Yes, very deliberate. I'm very deliberate about it.
Yeah. Amazing. So we just have a few more minutes to go, but I wanted to ask. But this is something that has been in my thoughts, right? Even though we're saying now with the pandemic, business and life will not be the same anymore. So it's not going to be the normal. But do you think that if in the next 2 weeks or maybe another 1 month, everything fizzles out, do you think we'll go back to the way we were? What do you feel? Do you think we would?
Yeah. I doubt it. Because right now is a time where a lot of people they have a lot of time. Things have become slower. So they've had time to, you know, think about things, think things through. You know, it's more of like self-awareness, you know.
Time, right?
Where you get to make a lot of decisions and realize a lot of things that you have neglected. So I think it's not going to be the same. A lot of people are going to quit their jobs because they realize they're not happy. A lot of people right now don't know what to do with their lives, but their lives, it's been all about their jobs. So I'm sure people are going to learn to prioritize. People are going to learn to change their trajectory, like to actually focus on things that matter.
I think so too. I actually agree with you. So things will definitely not be the same in terms of how people think. You know, how people think and how people are doing, living their lives. Okay, so we've come to the final question. In your last words, you know, what are the 5 things you'd like to share with women about managing themselves? You know, you talked about family, managing children, you know, to be able to live a balanced, well, you may not live a balanced life exactly, but be able to manage the juggling act, you know, and still stay beautiful and same like you're looking right now, you know.
You keep looking like you woke up like this, like there's no nothing is happening. I would say number one, that would be my point. Keep looking like you woke up like this.
Amazing. Really.
Don't make things outweigh you, right? Nothing is that serious. When you have that mindset, you realize that you are important. Put you first. Like, don't let kids, don't let the job, don't let all of that choke you. And at times, when that is about to choke you, just take a step back and just relax and look at things from the, you know, other way around. So that's number one for me. Keep looking that way. Look great. When you look great, you feel great, really. Trust me. When you look like a $1 million, you just carry yourself like that. You just come to it, you know. I feel great right now. And with that, people start addressing you. When you hear dress the way you are, you to be addressed or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. People start addressing you that way. So if you look at yourself some sort of way, people start looking at you that way as well. So look like a $1 million. That's number one. Number two for me would be to create a system. I mentioned that earlier. Yeah. Create a system that is unique to you, that works for you, and include all these things that are important so that you don't get to neglect aspects of your life that are very key. So you have to include there your personal development, because you have to grow. You have to include there your family, your career. Everything has to be in your system. So Google it, find a system, a way to organize yourself, get yourself an accountability partner that, you know, you guys grow together. Get yourself a mentor or mentors. You can actually have many mentors. Get yourself people that have been there before you, you know, and they will show you that it's not so hard to get there. All those things you think are very big, people have done it. Like, there's nothing new in the world. People have actually done those things. Exactly. And they will just tell you easy ways to navigate life, you know. So mentorship, number one. Systems, number two. Don't sweat the small stuff, number three. Look great. You have to look like you woke up like this. Girl, walk out. Dress up. Look nice. Take care of your skin, you know. Yes. That's basically number four, and which would be paramount to me, would be put God first. I believe life is a passing phase. It's we're all going to die and we're going to get to heaven, you know. So life is too short. So anytime you see yourself over sweating things, when you see yourself putting your priorities where it's not meant to be, just align, come back and realize that you have to put God first. Yeah. Have eternity in mind.
Oh, awesome. I mean, I've heard everything you've said, and I think that if we apply that in our lives, each of those things, you know, we would live more fulfilled life. One of the reasons why I started this particular, you know, conversation is for women to understand that, look, they're not alone. Everyone has challenges, no matter how fantastic you look when you wake up.
There's always a back end. There's always, you have to put in the work. And guess what? The only way you're going to fail is by stopping. So as long as you're trying, as long as you wake up the next day and you're still doing it, you're keeping at it, you're looking for different ways to keep navigating, you haven't failed and you're still on track. So it's really hard though. I won't sit down here with my, you know, four and all of that and tell you it's so easy. I just, you know, all of that. But then you have to keep going. Yeah. It's going to be hard. As long as your dream is big, except it's a small dream or I don't know what you plan for your life. But as long as it's something that makes sense, it's not going to be as easy as that. It's not going to be a walk in the park, but you just have, it's a mindset. Just have to make up your mind that, you know what, we die here. It has to work. Mindset, it has to work.
And you have to continue to maintain the positivity always.
Honestly, it's hard. Some days, you know what, those days, what I do is I just wake up. I just say, I'm going to go to sleep. And then the next day, I'll feel better and I'll just continue. So no matter how you feel, just chill and then go back to it.
Oh, wow. Patricia, we've come to the end of this conversation. I wish we could go on and on.
Yes. I want to continue.
It's been wonderful. You know, I've learned a lot. And I hope that, you know, what we're doing to impact, you know, the lives of women would actually, you know, impact, you know, the lives of women and turn things around, you know, for all the women out there who get to listen. You know, we want them to be as healthy mentally and also living a life of purpose. You know, there's nothing like that. Yes. Okay, so thank you so much, Trisha. Thank you. The wonderful, you know, this first edition has been powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy the rest of your...
Exactly. And you guys better be looking as we are looking now, because we are home and you guys have to go visit Makamba Fashion to look this way.
Absolutely. I'm also in Makamba Fashion, by the way. Oh my God, you can also see this over there. Yeah. Okay, everyone. So bye. Thank you.
Ciao.